Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage.
With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all new bottle for an all new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage that you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant, sport formula to kids SPF 50+. Now, I have to wear sunscreen every day. That is one of the things that has existed.
You have an esthetician wife.
I have an esthetician wife. It is her number one recommendation for people. If you do nothing else, wear sunscreen. So when I'm out and about, when I'm on the lake this year, when I'm playing golf, yeah, protection from Banana Boat 360 coverage will be absolutely essential. So shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hey guys, welcome to the Almost Famous podcast. I think you're going to get a lot of podcasts from us this week. We're having this big to-do with a lot of Bachelor Nation in Carmel, California. So watch out for all those, but we couldn't leave you without a recap podcast of episode 2 of Zach's season. So here I am with my husband, Jared.
Hello, I'm filling in for Ben. It's the story of my life. I feel like I'm B minus Ben Higgins. You know what I mean?
That's just because you feel like you would have been like the third choice on your season to become the Bachelor.
Yeah. If they were ballsy enough to go with Nick, which I still am
so
not
you think that
of.
You were the second place? I think you may have been a toss up. You were perfect paradise lead material, babe.
Well, that's very sweet. And plus, I would have been a terrible bachelor, especially at that time in my life.
You would have been way too guilt-ridden.
I mean, it would have been good TV, but I would have been, yeah, indecisive, guilt-ridden, and I would definitely have not ended up with the girl I picked. 1,000%.
That's because...
Obviously, because I was waiting for you.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because Bachelor Nation had it destined that we would...
Be together.
Yeah, exactly.
And create Dawson.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Dawson, by the way.
Happy birthday to our baby. We're recording this on January 31st.
1 year old.
We cannot believe it's been a year. That's the fastest year of my life. Hands down, craziness.
Yeah.
You know how people are like the best year of your life? It definitely wasn't the best year of our life.
You're saying that most people think the first year of having a kid is the best? No.
I don't know. That's what they always say.
Who says that?
People say it in Instagram captions.
That's Instagram captions.
But you don't Instagram's think it's not. Ever true?
No. Okay. I think, no. I don't think that's true one iota. I feel like every person, because for the first few months, I mean, when you meet a parent who has a four-month-old,
yeah.
What's the first thing you say? I know.
I'm tired.
When you meet them, not how if you meet you someone else who has a four-year-old. Yeah, exactly. You sleeping? How you doing?
Yeah.
Because of course you know, like, hey, it's a struggle. No one says it's the best year of a life. I love Dawson more than anything. I would die
he
for that.
He is
kid.
Our best. He's our favorite part of our lives.
1,000%.
Yeah, he's our favorite human in the world.
But that doesn't mean that every moment with him is just rainbows Heaven. And butterflies. Yeah, it's a
Are
grind.
You loving every minute?
No, of course not. And so, no, the first year, you know.
No. But like we are, I mean, I hate that I even have to like excuse it by saying like, but we just let you know we are so in love and obsessed with him.
No, we just got to do more things with him together. We've talked about that.
I want to do that every day of our lives.
I know. It's just hard. I feel confident that this year will be much better with Audrey slowing down a little bit in terms, hopefully not business-wise, but with me having to be there so much. Hopefully I can take a step back and you and I can do more things together. And then also I can have some sanity in my own life. You can have sanity in your own life as well. So
we have like this, we have no idea what to do with this kid at this age. So please send us things to do, because obviously in the summertime in Rhode Island, plenty of things to do. In the winter, what are you supposed to do with a kid?
I don't think there's anything you can with a one-year-old. You can only do something for like an hour and a half and then your day's over.
Yeah, but it's okay because it's the highlight of my day, and I think it's the highlight of his day too.
But that's my point. We can do anything.
What can we do?
That, anything.
Like what? Tell me something.
We could, I could think of something if I looked at an itinerary, but we're in LA. We could go to the San Diego Zoo.
Of course, we're in LA. There's plenty of things to do in LA.
Yes, it's all weather dependent, unfortunately.
Exactly.
You know that.
That's what I'm saying. What can we do in a cold weather territory?
A Boston Museum.
I would love to go to the aquarium.
Yeah, what
with
I'm
him.
Saying is we could do that, but again, as a parent, especially if you're out there listening with kids, you know it's a ticking time bomb. So you're like, okay, we'll have a good hour and a half. You know, before they melt down and see if we can get through the meltdown and, you know, feed them and change them and, you know, calm them down or get them a nap or, you know, it's just all, it's, you get a good hour. Your entire day is revolving around their meltdowns. Like, okay, how much time do we have before shit starts hitting the fan?
Yeah. So for everyone out there, we've been pretty honest. Like, I don't love living in Rhode Island. So,
yeah, it's a big problem, guys. I'm not
gonna
lie.
It's like a really big problem.
It's a little bit of a problem.
It's becoming more of a problem as time goes on.
It's only getting worse.
As
That's
we,
the issue.
It's getting worse, and it's like encroaching on the 2-year point, which people say once you hit 2 years, you actually know whether you can consider that place home.
I think once the weather gets better, it will help. I just don't think that's the solve. That's not going to solve it.
I don't think so. No.
So we got to figure out a way to solve this.
But this is obviously a conversation for another time. We did want to do a little host chat, but this is what I want to you guys pressure Jared out there, because there's a couple things that I want to do in the next, I'm going to give us 2 months to do these things. Okay. And I'm going to help. Is this annoying to have the audience?
No,
keep
yeah,
you accountable?
I love having people pressure me into things. This is great. Can't wait.
Okay. So what I want to do is I want to go to the Boston Aquarium, because that is, he just blinked.
Oh, no, no.
Because I went there as a kid all the time.
Yeah, we can go.
So like, I want the pictures of me and Dawson side by side at that age.
That makes sense.
And then I also want to go to the Cheers bar and put him up on your shoulders the way my dad
did.
Yeah,
we should just do a Boston trip at some
point.
Yeah,
just a Boston trip. That's what I'm saying. Great. Boston trip. And then an ice skating date.
Yeah.
And then I want to go to Titanic in theaters with you.
Why with me? I thought you wanted to go see it with Lauren.
I don't think I'm going to be able to see it with Lauren. That would mean like Lauren would have to go next week to Rhode Island.
All right, we'll talk about that Titanic thing at a
Come
later
on.
Date.
Come on.
I don't know.
If Superman, the 1978 version came out, I would go see that with you in theaters.
Yeah.
And
okay,
don't even
I'll
say
it.
That it's different. It's totally comparable, because I enjoy the 1978 Superman.
Yeah,
the
I
way that
Titanic.
You enjoy Titanic.
Of course, Titanic is a great film. I don't deny
that. The film that your son is named after.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is true.
All right. We are just letting everybody know that like this little like banter back and forth, this is just Jared's natural like enjoyment too in life. He like loves to be.
Yep.
He just loves to kind of argue.
I do.
You do. It's not. It's not a.
Why Aaron Sorkin is my favorite screenwriter, the guy that we were just talking about, because a lot of his dialogue is back and forth and misunderstanding and disagreement and then confusion.
This is
enjoy that type of talk.
This is his way to communicate and connect.
Is
by just like going back and forth like a ping pong tournament.
I love that. It's one of my favorite things.
I know. See, so but a lot of people out there would probably interpret that as like, oh, they're always annoyed. They're always going back and forth. Yep. But like that's like kind of Jared's love language.
Yeah. Someone who can keep up with me.
Can I keep up with you though?
Of course you can, yeah.
Sometimes I feel like I'm a far worse arguer than you. Oh, I am. Like you are Mr. Lawyer. You are a lawyer. You can make talk your way into making a point so well.
I disagree.
And it's you know that it's because you are you're so good at being contrarian that like you can truly argue a point that is not your own opinion so well.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It's because I don't have opinions myself.
What do you mean? Yes, you do.
I do, but I see everybody's sides of things.
And that's why you and Nick have a fun and also heated time together all the time. Because you two will literally like you can just go back and forth fighting about something that you don't even believe in.
Yeah.
You guys can like switch stances and just continue at it.
It's fantastic. But what I was gonna say is what I do in my arguments, but in my just everyday life is I don't try to prove my point. I try to disprove yours.
That is so true. You definitely do that. Do you do that intentionally? Like when you are arguing with me, you're like, no, I'm just going to flip this on her.
I mean, I definitely see my side of the street more so than yours when if I'm arguing a point. Most of the time I cave, honestly. I mean,
most of the time it's like whether or not we remembered each other saying something.
Yeah. But again, I mean, I very similar to being in a courtroom. I don't try to prove my point as much as just poke holes in yours. So there's, you know.
Yeah, well, that's like why you're so good and could be in the courtroom.
Maybe. Anyway.
I think you have so many talents.
Oh, that's
that
not true at all.
Really could have pursued.
I feel like I sound very tired right now.
You are always tired.
I'm very mellow. Man.
I know. I'm so over him being mellow, guys. Because he used to be
keeled.
But you know that's why we got together because you had like so much passion.
Because all we would talk about when we were first together would be Tom Brady, Rob Thomas, sports, and.
When we first got together, no. Maybe the beginning of our friendship.
But that's what I mean. That's what drew you so much to me was like, what do you like? Yeah. Oh, I could tell you. I could talk about what I like all day and night.
I guess so.
But now we just, you know, I mean, how many times do you want him here to hear me?
I don't know, but I really do think that like you got to find more excitement or something. Because when you're mellow, you're not actually just mellow. It's always something is on your mind.
Mm.
Yeah. You live in Audrey's land in your head.
Well, that's true.
You guys, he doesn't leave Audrey's when he's not there. He's still there in his head.
Of course. I mean, any business owner could tell you that. It's tough. You know, I mean, Audrey's does a very good business, but it's very expensive to run. So it's not really making money. So it's just hard to, I feel like, again, we got to get an episode, but 15 more seconds on this. Certainly, I don't feel like a failure by any stretch, but I'm getting nervous. I'm getting scared, nervous for us.
He's such not a failure. Like he's done such a good job and the place is always busy. That's why it's hard to explain to people.
It's not hard to explain. Any business can understand that there's just certain budgets and percentage, you know, of spending that you need to do for labor and food and liquor. And we keep those numbers and we try to keep them down as much as possible. But our overhead is very expensive. If you've been to our establishment, first of all, thank you for coming. But secondly, you can tell that it's a pretty beautiful space. And so it costs a lot to run and get gas and electricity and prices are up and food prices are up. And, you know, I try to pay my employees as much as I possibly can because I've been on the other side and I want people to have a decent living wage, and that matters to me a lot. So it's hard. It's hard to balance all those and also run a business that makes profit that you can keep your doors open. So it's a lot. But I think this year will be fine. We'll have more time.
You'll be less mellow.
I can't promise that.
Jared, you're not a naturally mellow person.
Mellow Man.
No, not Mellow Man.
Mellow Man.
Mellow Man. He's this, like, the phases of Jared. He went from like Love Man to what was Paradise supposed to be? They didn't air
Amore
it.
Man.
A More Man. They Man. Didn't air it. Okay. And now he's Mellow Man.
I was running around the streets in Providence for my intro package with a green shirt with a red heart that had the N-A in it for Amore Man.
That's so funny.
I All know. Right.
Well, they did not go that direction with you because they had it make you look like the heartbroken leading man of Paradise.
There was a couple hearts that were broken this evening.
Yes.
In Bachelor Land.
So let's get to that right after this break. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that you have to feel to believe. It smells great. It's incredibly light on your skin, not greasy. It's amazing. Plus, no chemical smell since it's aerosol-free. Better control means coverage you can count on with a precision pump to get all your big and little spots.
Plus, your new favorite sprayer is refillable. Save time and money, which means more fun in the sun from your friends at Banana Boat. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. If the sun's out, the fun's out. So be ready with all new Banana Boat 360 Advanced Control Mist.
It's available in Banana Boat's high-performance, water-resistant sport formula and pediatrician-tested kids SPF 50. That is what I'll be spraying on Dawson at the beach this summer. The kid loves the beach. I love going to the beach with him. I can't wait to be able to have a fun summer activity to do together. Anyway, I can go on and on about the importance of sunscreen, but shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon. And we're back to recap episode 2 of Zach's season. So, Jared, where do we begin? Like, what even was the first scene?
Let me ask you a broad question first.
Okay.
What do you, in all the Bachelor seasons, you know, everyone is usually first night's limo night and then episode 2, blah, 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 blah. Fantasy. There's a formula.
Yeah.
What do you think the worst episode is in general?
Well, I think the most predictable and therefore sometimes the most boring can be night one. But then I also think those...
So do you think... So for example, you find more interest in episode 2 than you do episode 1? Just because you're meeting the girls?
Yes, I think so. Yes, typically I think I like 2 more. And then for some reason, if we're looking at patterns, I think 3 dips down to boring again. And then 4, we maybe start to like really know names and we really see connections and... Yeah.
Interesting.
What do you think? You think episode 2 was boring? You thought it was super boring?
No, I don't think it was super boring. I'm curious about, you know, the formula of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. There is definitely, obviously, a formula. And so I always think about that. I wonder what people look forward to the most and then least look forward to.
Does it work well that there is a formula, or are we just tired of the formula? It needs to be changed.
I can't answer that question because I'm not the person that watches this season, you know, season after season after season.
Yeah.
So there are people out there who have seen every season who are loyal Bachelor fans. And first of all, if you're listening to that podcast and you are that fan, thank you. Because even though you may have said mean things about us in the past, we don't care because you are very supportive and loving. And without you, there'd be no... Audrey's and no show and maybe no Dawson. And that was very sincere. So thank you. But moving forward from that, there are people who watch this show religiously. Like I've watched, it's tough also because we're a part of it now. So I just kind of look at it in a different lens.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It's yeah, of course it's hard because it's like, oh, I saw, you know, whoever say the exact same. It's just, you know, it's different characters, but pretty much same premise. Same.
Okay. So I don't remember the first scene. But I do.
The first scene was them going into the...
Just we're moving into the bedroom. Yeah, we're moving in, yeah.
Oh, we're moving in.
And on TV, it does seem silly.
Oh, it is silly.
But in real life, it was real exciting.
Well, of course it's exciting. You're moving into the Bachelor Mansion. It's such a...
Truly
such a
iconic
thing. Yeah, it's iconic. It's the Bachelor Mansion. You know, you're moving in. You made it. You're there for at least a couple nights. You made it past night one.
Yeah.
That's very exciting. So they're moving in, all good things. Jesse Palmer comes in and does the awkwardness that the host always does, which they go around the room. How's your connection? Who do you know? Because then it's such a competition show. It's so weird because everybody's like, I think my connection is good. And then of course they focus on the girls like, oh, she said her connection's good. I don't think my connection is as good. Or like, oh, I didn't even get to spend time with him. I didn't kiss him. Did that person kiss him? But anyway, so that was the first scene.
Well, that's basically that we have 2 people going through that in this episode. Gabby and Brianna. Gabby, we see a little bit more towards the end of the episode, but she has that, you know, she's just so concerned that they're not getting there yet, but it's week 2.
Week 2. It's the second day.
Yeah, it's the second day.
It's literally the first day after she met him because when you move into the Bachelor Mansion, the day after night one. So literally the day after she met him, they're already off to a slow start.
And then Brianna, I think she's feeling behind in a sense because America loved her enough to give her the first impression rose, but she hasn't really,
She doesn't feel like she's gotten anything from Zach. And in her first sit down conversation with him during the group date, she's like, I'm having a tough time right now because what did she say she was having a tough time?
I think
time?
I understand where she's coming from because she got America's Rose.
Yeah, but it wasn't probably, like the girls were hating on her.
No, but she was probably secretly hoping that Zach would show her a little extra special attention on night one. He didn't.
Yeah.
So she probably got let down and insecure after that. Granted, we'll talk about her actions later on in the episode, which were ridiculous.
Ridiculous. You mean at the rose ceremony cocktail hour?
Where she was taking that, I don't forget the blonde's name.
We'll get that later. Blonde. Yeah, there's a lot of blondes this season.
But yeah, I mean, I can understand why Brianna was feeling insecure at that moment because she probably felt pretty good going into night one. Hey, I got America's
Rose. She got the special rose dress.
And then Zach didn't give her any extra attention. Yeah. Didn't give her, she was probably hoping like, oh, now I can get Zach's first impression rose. And then she didn't get it. And then she probably felt stupid because maybe she was expecting it.
No, she could not have expected it. She already had a rose.
Was really hoping.
Okay. I don't think so. But I think she was really hoping to have a hand up. And I feel like she didn't actually feel a hand up.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at.
Okay. So the first moment that I remember of this episode, it was jarring to me. We have Lotto come and she has the song Big D Energy. And that song I reserve for TikTok thirst traps. You know, that's what you expect to see.
Let's be more specific about that.
Okay, it's Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Thirst trap.
But you don't mind them.
I don't mind Joe Burrow. It's funny. It makes you feel young, like you said.
Jared, it makes me feel so young.
Great. I honestly don't care.
I know. Is there somebody that you would care? You think that he's cool? And like, what if I was like looking at somebody who was like somebody else that you didn't think was awesome?
If you were looking at someone very specific or very not popular, like Joe Burrow, it's like, oh, everybody loves Joe Burrow. It's like Tom Brady. Everybody loves Tom Brady.
Yeah.
But if you're like, oh,
I was like a niche thing.
A niche, yeah. Like Jimmy Garoppolo, everybody loves Jimmy Garoppolo. But if you were like, I don't know, I can't even think of someone like a third string wide receiver and making thirst traps, thirst TikTok traps about him. Like, okay, that needs to settle down. Because that's more obtainable. Yeah. No offense. Joe Burrow is not obtainable. That's like me.
I can attain anything I want, okay? Oh, look what I did for you.
What is it? Bad bitch energy?
That's my bad bitch energy,
Jared.
Bad
bitch energy right there. My point being, if I was making thirst trap TikToks about Margot Robbie, I doubt you'd really care.
Yeah, but I would also think that you could get her. You know that my biggest fear
when
My biggest fear when we weren't together was that you were actually going to date Emma Stone because I actually could see you guys very much together.
No.
And he's like, yeah, me too.
No, not at all. That's very sweet of you. That would be impossible.
It would not be impossible.
I thought you were going to say Taylor Swift and I was like, talk about unreachable.
That might actually be the definition of unattainable. But you know what? You had a moment, Taylor, and I think she thought you were cute. I think she thought you were cute.
That even if she did, which I doubt, that gives me still zero chance.
I don't know. We disagree on this.
She probably finds chihuahuas cute. You know what I mean?
I think you're way hotter than Joe Alwyn.
I don't know who that is.
That's her boyfriend of 5 years.
Oh.
And he's like not an A-lister. Where is he even from? Do you even know what he's from?
Yes. We went to go see that movie. I don't know where he's from, but he was in a movie that we went to go see that was not our cup of tea, but got nominated for a bunch of awards.
Yeah.
With your parents.
The Favorite. Also Emma Stone, right?
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, we're off track right now, but what happened was I reserved this song for Joe Burrow, and then we saw Zach walk out on the runway to Big D Energy.
Yeah.
It was awkward as fuck.
Yes.
I've been saying Big D Energy and then I go awkward as fuck.
I know. I like Zach. Seems like a nice guy.
So sweet. Great guy. When you're like out and about or like going on a dating app and like meeting a guy, could you imagine you'd go on a date with this guy, you match with him on something?
Like he's really good looking.
Wow.
He's very sweet.
Yeah.
I think that he handled himself very well in this episode in different situations, which we'll talk about later. I just think the problem with Zach is
no swag. Zero swag.
Like embodied in that moment where he had the leather jacket on and he busts out the door and it's like, no, dude, you're just, And it's not his fault because that was what the scene called for. And they're like, oh, this would be a cool moment. It'd be great. And it's really not anybody's fault, honestly, because I bet production, obviously production is trying to make him look super cool and swag and it's fun. And, but like, I just, it was like, oh, that's not him. You know, that's just not Zach. Like, you, I don't know what makes Zach cool. Like what makes him unique, but they just need to figure that out and do that. Go they, that direction.
They keep being like, he was in a band. That makes him cool and unique. I'm like, pretty sure you can find something else. You know what he told me on the
Make
podcast?
Make him a geek. Jared, a geek would be attractive. If, yeah. I don't know what, know. Like, but if he is a geek,
just have him
like
be a
me,
nerd
and
bomber.
He's a superhero fan, yeah. Or like do whatever he does. Like, put him in that situation, you know, not this, because this big D energy, it just didn't fit. It was awkward to watch. It was cringeworthy where like the girls were marching towards him. I'm like, oh God, I guess it maybe was meant to be cringeworthy.
No,
I don't know.
No.
But anyway.
Is there any bachelor that you would say has big D energy?
Nick?
Yeah, you think it's Nick, yeah. I thought so too, but I just wanted to hear you say it.
I would say Ben.
I would honestly say Ben too.
Yeah, Ben on his season? Yeah. Of course, yeah. And I mean, I'm sure who's also recently? I don't know. Matt James? But Matt James
can really pull off that moment.
What I loved so, man, if you guys remember Matt James's promo.
Jared had the biggest crush
on
Matt.
Dude, when I saw that, I was like, this
what,
is exactly
it the,
what
a
the
man,
Bachelor
what a man,
needs.
What a man?
Yeah, because Chris Harrison was out front and he's like, you've never been in love? I'm here to change that. And it was like, what a man, what? And it was like, it was like a trailer for a movie. And I was like, this is exactly, because of course Matt was the first Black Bachelor in so long, and they had this super cool promo with What a Man, and like Harrison was out front, and he said that awesome line. He was like, you've never been in love? I'm here to change that. And it was just like, that's exactly what The Bachelor needs. Yeah. Obviously, I mean, everything went off the rails after that, but, and then, you know, since then, obviously we have a Clayton and Zach, and I don't know. So anyway.
Okay. Yes. Great answer. Okay, so we're at the fashion show. Victoria and Courtney are there. They're, because both of them honestly have that girl swag, which I'll say is the bad bitch energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have girl swag. They're like borderline villainous on their seasons, but they have like the similarity in which like they're super hot and they have like tude, but they're also like girls, they could be girls. It's really, they're complicated, but overall well-liked. Okay. So
Jared's I can't really speak too much on the bad bitch energy. Something
I would say that they're both really good choices to demonstrate bad bitch energy. Now, Tajwan is a little bit random there because I always just think of Tajwan being hilarious and sweaty in Paradise, but she was definitely there because she had some sort of interest in Zach.
Yeah.
And
Tajwan.
Yeah. So at the after party, first off, when they're doing their struts down the runway and they're trying to like prove their bad bitch energy, I think everybody was fine, but I would have been the most cringe ever on that. And I'm so glad I didn't have that date.
Well, I love you very much.
But I'm
again,
not
similar,
sexy.
Like you and I have our, you're very sexy. It's
he
not
says
that,
this
but
and that's really nice.
You don't have bad bitch energy, but that's not, or what I would have, maybe you do. I
had
know.
Bad bitch energy in the Badlands and that was it.
Well, my point being, it's like, I don't have bad bitch energy. Like, I'm not that guy.
Do you have big dick energy? This is equivalent. I don't know.
I think I'm somewhat, but I'm not like...
You have swag, but that's like a whole other level of like carrying yourself with.
But it's not like, listen, I'm very confident in myself. But like, if me and, who's a guy? I guess, I don't know. I can't think of anybody from Bachelor franchise. I guess Peter Krause. Because he's always
the hottest.
He's one of the hottest. Yeah. If him and I walked into a room,
yeah,
it's no comparison. Everybody's looking at Peter, not me. They're like, yeah, he's good looking, but Jesus Christ, you know.
Jared, stop.
But I'm fine with that. That's okay. But my point being is that, listen, of course, when you walk into a room, everybody's looking at you. But like, if you're talking about like, oh, who gives off more, in my opinion, bad bitch energy, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
But that's what everybody loves you for.
I know.
Because you are the girl who is incredibly beautiful and sexy and confident, but also who will trip on her heels.
Yeah.
And like laugh and cry at herself.
It's miscongeniality, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so, but I don't like really remember any girl like standing out there, right? Like, there's no girl that like dominated that competition. What I remember is just Cat actually crawling like a cat. And then I remember somebody at the bar doing the tequila shots and then kissing.
Yeah, I just remember Tajwan.
And then, okay, so then fast forward to the night of. He has a really nice conversation with, what is her name?
She got the rose.
Yeah. Catherine. What did you say?
No one remembers anybody's names. How can we, Ashley has the cast list in front of her. And it's just impossible. I'm trying to, I mean, I know these
week
people's
four.
Faces.
You know, like the names of week four. And I know Christina's name. Oh, I thought it was Christine though. Anyway, so Catherine gets the rose. She has a nice conversation with him about just like what she's looking for. She's like, I don't want a best friend. I don't just want a life partner. Like, I want a love, right?
No, these are the conversations I see again. I'm just not.
She wants a life partner, but she also wants more than just that. She wants the love.
I know, but this is the moment that reminds me of why, like, The Bachelor's not, I love the show more than anything. But, like, watching it with my negativity in my mind, I'm like, oh, God, these people who are talking back and forth. And I probably had the same conversations when
Jared,
I was on the
you
show.
You were the ultimate. Like, that's what's hilarious is like, that you're so jaded and cynical when you talk about it.
They've known each other
but
for
a little over a day,
and they're like, we have... Pretty much they were like, we have so much in common. We both want, you know, life partners. And it's like, cool.
I know. It's not deep, guys. Like, they sound like the way that they say things sounds so deep.
And I know a lot of the conversations cut out, rightfully so, because, guys, it's an hour and 20 minutes each week, and these people talk for a long time. So, unfortunately, there's going to be a lot of conversation that's just left to the side. So, I'm sure that there was more in-depth conversation, more talking about each other, learning about each other, figuring things out, flirting, all that good stuff.
But babe, it's hilarious how you are so cynical when you were like the most romantic, like vulnerable man there. You were like the most romantic. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
You were the mushiest man ever.
Yes, of course. I'm still, when it gets like, once we start narrowing it down and there's, you know, not that there's not real feelings now, but like real, like holy shit feelings. Yeah, that's more fun and more mushy. I think I'm just so jaded from.
So I'm saying you're so jaded.
I need
What's
more couples
wrong
to,
with you?
I need more couples to stay together. That's what I need. I need more couples to stay together.
But babe, when you were there, you like leaned in fully. So you like, yeah. How do you make fun of these people?
Of course, because that's our job right now. We're not making fun. We're poking fun.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure that back in 2015 when we were on the show, there was nobody making fun of us. Nobody poking fun about how ridiculous
we
sound.
Yeah, but you know how real it is when
it's
you're
very
in
real.
The moment.
Of course, but I also think that sometimes people look back and you know, say, oh, wow, I only knew this person for 2 days and we were already saying like, we had some, you know, I'm glad that you're looking for the same thing I am. It's like, of course, you guys, we're all looking for the same thing, you know? I would love the person to go on the show and be like, I'm not looking for a husband. They'll lie, you know what I mean? But like, no one's going to go on the show, I don't think, maybe there has been, and say, I don't want a husband or a wife, you know, I'm just kind of dating around, but you seem awesome and I'd love to get to know you more, but like, I don't know how serious of a relationship I want to be in right now.
Could you
no
imagine?
One's saying that.
Yeah. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, Make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit Bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian premium cocktail maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that you have to feel to believe. It smells great. It's incredibly light on your skin, not greasy. It's amazing. Plus, no chemical smell since it's aerosol-free. Better control means coverage you can count on with a precision pump to get all your big and little spots.
Plus, your new favorite sprayer is refillable. Save time and money, which means more fun in the sun from your friends at Banana Boat. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. If the sun's out, the fun's out. So be ready with all new Banana Boat 360 Advanced Control Mist.
It's available in Banana Boat's high-performance, water-resistant sport formula and pediatrician-tested kids SPF 50. That is what I'll be spraying on Dawson at the beach this summer. The kid loves the beach. I love going to the beach with him. I can't wait to be able to have a fun summer activity to do together. Anyway, I can go on and on about the importance of sunscreen, but shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon. Let's move on to Tajwan asking to stay.
Yeah, Tajwan.
She wasn't her funniness. She wasn't her funniest.
I wish she was on Paradise.
Baby, you know that she's been on Paradise twice.
No, I know. But if she came back, I wish they brought her back on Paradise. That seems much more of a conducive environment to her.
Remember, she's too hot. She won't return.
But that's the whole thing. You could give her the boom boom room that we were in. Give her AC. You know, I think that's pretty funny.
They should like come up with some contraption that she wears on her head with like fans and make it really funny.
That would
funny.
Be really cool. Because here I just felt it was out of place because it felt forced because she came on and then she said, oh, Zach is really cute and funny. And if he asked me to stay, I wouldn't say no. And then fast forward to the night portion, she was like, I'm just going to ask him to stay.
Yeah.
So, okay. So you just want to stay because you want to pursue things with Zach, who you've known for 2 minutes. And of course, he's good looking. He's the bachelor.
The bachelor.
The bachelor. So it just felt like she was trying to get on the season, and which is totally fine. Hey, go for it. But I feel bad because I don't want to see her shoot her shot and get shot down and then her never be on the Bachelor franchise again. So I would have rather seen her make an appearance on Paradise and kind of date around for a little while. But
how funny is just the reaction that we always get during moments like this from the girls who are sitting back and being like, we sacrificed so much to be here and she is taking 30 minutes of our time by trying to like woo him.
I know. And especially it's probably the person who's saying that who has the little job title that says content creator on there. Like, we sacrificed so much.
Don't make fun of our jobs.
I'm not. I'm saying the point is you're not. If we got invited, we got invited to go to the Bachelor, like, we're content creators. Yeah. Like, that's a job for us. Yeah. That's a job opportunity. Yeah. not sacrificing anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, of course it's just, but it's, you know, it's that Bachelor mindset where you're like, oh, we were, it's the, it's like the first kids at camp. I don't know how to describe it. You're like, no, no, no. This is our thing. This is not your thing. You can't come late. This doesn't belong to you. And it's like, okay, everyone relax.
Yeah, it's like, settle first down. Off, guys, if you don't remember correctly, you have only been there for 2 days. So if this girl enters right now, it's not like you've been part of this club that's so exclusive. But we know that that's the way it goes. We're making fun of it, but that's just the way it goes.
That's just the way it goes, and guys. It's reality TV.
And when you're actually there, it does seem like the most annoying thing you could ever experience.
Oh, it's the end of the world.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jared had to deal with it with Nick. That was the most dramatic of all the middle of the season entrances. It was truly the middle of the season.
Yeah, and he finished second. Unbelievable, that guy.
Okay, so then we go on to the one-on-one with Christina. Christina is, she looks like so many famous people in one. She looks like Lauren Conrad, Kelly Pickler, another American Idol alum, Lauren Elena. And she also looks like, oh, there's some other person that she looks like. She looks a little bit like Christine Taylor. Anyway, she looks like a lot of people.
I don't know any of those people.
These memes are like going around all over. So I had to mention.
So everybody is under.
Everybody knows that everybody she's knows. The utmost celebrity lookalike. She's very pretty.
Everyone knows.
Everyone knows. Yeah.
Everyone knows.
Everyone knows. So she's 26. She has a 6-year-old, a kindergartner, mm-hmm. and.
Bailey.
Bailey.
Bailey, right?
Yep. So the big thing about this date is that she's going to have to reveal to him that she has a daughter and it might shake him up, but I think she's telling him so early. It's not like, you know,
oh, yeah.
It's no big deal.
No big deal at all.
Yeah. Unless he thinks it's a big deal, I guess. But the first, we'll talk about that in a second. First,
let's also say, of course it's a big
deal. Oh, of course it's a big deal to have a child and to be dating somebody with a child. It's a whole different
thing. Because he has to now, okay, I'm not just dating you. I'm, you know, you also have a daughter involved. I would have to be a stepfather. Like, this, you know, there's obviously heavy, you know, circumstances.
Right.
As there well
but the
should
big
be
deal part is like,
involved.
She shouldn't even be nervous about telling him. Well, like, I mean, you know,
she's
we understand.
Nervous, but doing the right thing. I think for us, when we said it's not a big deal, because in our heads, she's doing the right thing by telling him early on.
Yeah.
And not waiting until.
It, like the suspense builds and then all of a sudden it's awkward.
In, like, top 10.
Which people have done before. People have done that before.
Yeah.
Okay. So they go on a helicopter to his childhood home, which is like in Anaheim. So pretty close. It's probably like 15, 20 minute helicopter ride. 15 minutes maybe.
Yeah.
And they get to his doorstep and he's like, look, this is my whole family. My whole family's here. And it's classic. Most memorable, they did this with Maddie and Peter. And they always make it to be like such a big deal. Like it's the most nerve-wracking thing. Like, oh my God, I'm meeting the family already.
Well, of course it's a big deal.
But you were making fun of this last night.
I was making fun of it because
you said
you know,
that
the show
makes family overrated.
Well, of course they do.
But
because
you
anytime
and I...
right before hometowns, like, oh, is he like, I don't know if I'm ready to involve my family, or I don't know if like I'm ready for him to meet my family, or I don't know if he's ready to meet my family. And it's like this big thing. And it's like, I've always thought the whole family aspect was overblown. I mean, I'm sure everybody has their own dynamic and there could be circumstances which makes you nervous about somebody bringing someone into your family, which of course I understand. And you know, everybody has their own situation. But I guess for, you know, in my own experience or the experience of my friends and family or people that I know that have been on the show, most of the, you know, the time when you're meeting someone, it's like, of course, like a big deal. You want them to meet, but like, it's always been so overblown. Like, I don't know if I'm ready to bring my family into it. Like, what are you talking about? You've been on, you've been hanging out with this person for so long. If you are close with your family, and like, what's, just have them meet them. I don't understand.
Yeah,
now,
what?
Kids are a different story because when you bring kids involved, yeah. that then you're talking about a parental figure, yeah. which changes the game. Yeah. But in terms of like meeting the parents or the cousins,
like big whoop.
I've always thought the exact same thing. And I'm like, am I wacky for that? But then of course they must think, the Bachelor must think the exact same thing and just overblow fantasy or whatever it's called. Because on the first one-on-one, they're like, oh, we're just going to, Zach, do you mind just bringing this girl who you've known for one day, who you, to meet your entire family? No, of course not.
I think that they think that people in the audience are going to be like, oh my God, how terrifying it must be to meet somebody's family on the first date. Actually, it's probably one of the least nerve-wracking dates you could have on The Bachelor because you're like, enter this like warm environment where there's so many people and you're chatting with everyone for like 5 minutes mm-hmm. instead of having a sit down in the middle of a silent room.
Yeah, I would agree.
Right? And you and I, you only had one serious relationship and you were young before me. And then like, I never really had a serious relationship. So it wasn't like I had to like introduce my parents to a lot of people, but I also don't think it would have been like a big deal. It would have been like, oh, so-and-so is coming over tonight. It's like, okay. Hi. Hi, nice to meet you. You know, yeah. would have been like, they're meeting the parents. I guess like that sometimes happens if you like live far away and then you like bring so-and-so home for the first time. But I just don't think it's like as big of a deal as I always present it to be.
I would agree.
Okay. So Jared wants to move on. She sits down. She tells him that she has a kid and he is like a little bit nervous about it.
Flustered by it, I guess.
A little bit.
I don't know. They showed him kind of getting up from the table and then coming back. I don't know. But he said that he wanted to learn more about, yeah, I don't know. I think he was just taking in the moment. He seemed a little nervous. I don't know.
He probably just really liked her and was imagining the future. And then all of a sudden yeah. it was like, oh crap, I'm going to be a stepdad if I end up with you.
Yeah. Talking about kids is so difficult. I don't know. It's hard to, I don't mean for parents to do it. I just mean for us as outsiders talking about, you know, a single parent bringing up the fact that they have a child or someone being introduced.
Yeah,
to the idea
we like
that,
have
okay,
no
I'm
right to
on.
Really talk about this.
Well, no, it's not a right, but more it's just like for me, I always feel awkward about it because the, you know, with parents or adults, there's one thing you can poke fun. It's meant to be funny and laughter. But with kids, it's just there's so much more heaviness to the situation that I always just feel so awkward even giving my opinion about it. Like what's right, what's wrong, how he handled himself, how she handled herself, so on and so forth. I think. You know, I mean, I think that everything went the way it went, and I think it went well, and that's all we have to say about it.
Alrighty.
Well, do you have any other thoughts?
No, I don't. Then there's not like a lot of thoughts that I have about this episode. You know, there's not like lots of groundbreaking.
The last one was a group date we never saw.
Exactly.
Just cut that right out.
It made us feel super weird. We're like, wait, did we miss something?
Well, because it went to the night portion.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it's night.
And then you saw online that they did chop out the daytime.
Yeah, I saw online that.
Yeah. So it was probably just for timing reasons.
Yeah, they just couldn't fit in the episode.
Yeah, and that's where we see the Gabby sitch.
Honestly, good for Bachelor. That's great.
But they don't think it was good enough to air. So
not even good enough, but just
they just knew how to prioritize.
Exactly. They could have taken something out juicier and left a group date in that no one cares about.
Because, you know, we don't care a lot about the group date activity. I don't really think the group date activity during the day usually tells you much about somebody.
No, I mean, the only time the group date is good is when people are just like crying or fighting against each other, or, you know.
Yeah.
It's so much better with
guys.
But
not when it's like an athletic thing.
The only time it's good when it's athletic is most of the time because it's I will say watching the show, it is I think it's different, right? Because women, I don't know. I guess I'm just more okay seeing men like tear each other down.
Physically.
It's like a dude, not physically, like emotionally, mentally, just being like, you suck, blah, 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 like accusatory and, you know, because it's a guy, like whatever.
Yeah, you're like not taking their feelings seriously?
I guess so. That's what I'm saying.
Sounds not politically correct.
I'm kidding. Relax.
Okay. So Gabby is kind of the center point of this group day evening portion because she just, again, feels like she's left out.
Yep.
She's behind the game. She has this moment with him where she feels super awkward.
Yep.
Anything to say about that awkward moment? Like, she just didn't feel comfortable in her skin, right?
Yeah, didn't feel comfortable in her skin. And then he didn't kiss her, which she felt super insecure about. It's so funny how these girls are so open in talking about Zach in some areas, but then want to be so closed off in others. Like the after credits scene, we see these girls talking literally about sticking their tongue in Zach's mouth.
It's not Zach's mouth, babe.
But no, they were talking about Zach.
Well, sure. They were talking about how did you kiss with tongue there? But I think it was more of a general conversation.
It was a general conversation, but there were girls talking specific about Zach.
Yeah.
Multiple girls.
Yeah.
My point being is that, like,
yeah,
you know, it's like they're always like, oh, I don't want to hear, I'm jealous. But then, you know, did you stick your tongue in his mouth?
Yeah. If you're curious, because then that
of course you're curious.
That makes you figure out where you are in the competition. Don't you think?
Of course, a little bit.
Yeah.
Because if Zach didn't stick his tongue in my mouth, I'd be like, dude, I'm done. I'm not getting a rose this week.
Yeah, I know. But that means he's probably more into it.
Yeah, I get it. Anyway, so...
Okay, so there was...
Well, she got all flustered and then... What was her name again?
Gabby. But then she redeemed herself wonderfully at the rose ceremony.
Yeah, but before the rose ceremony, she didn't get the rose and she went off crying by herself and was very upset and felt insecure once again. I just wanted to point that out because it is so interesting to me still to this day that the bachelor and bachelorettes will always have that moment before they hand out a group date rose where they'll sit down and go through almost everybody, but not everybody, being like, Ashley, we had a really good time tonight. Yeah. You know, we really opened up and it was just a great conversation.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then it'd be like, you know, Natalie, it was just, you know, you showed me some things tonight that just felt great and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, whoever he doesn't talk about is going to feel like a complete piece of crap. And it's so weird that he's just going through all these women and just explaining to each one in front of everybody else how their moment was so special to him. Which is sweet one-on-one, but I don't know, I always felt so weird about that because I'm like, bro, you do know that there's like, I get it, it's TV. I'm like, bro, you do know that like I don't know how it makes somebody feel so special when literally the girl sitting next to him, he makes them feel so special as well. And I get it, it's The Bachelor, that's the show, but it's just more prevalent in those moments.
Okay, I get that. So Gabby in the rose ceremony was great. She really kept her cool. I think totally redeemed herself. And the Reese's peanut butter cup thing was actually probably not the worst maneuver. He loves Reese's.
Mm-hmm.
She did a little Lady and the Tramp thing.
Yep.
And then it led to a kiss, but she didn't like actually kiss him, which is why I like that.
Did he kiss her? They kissed?
Yeah, like he kissed her.
Oh,
like,
yep,
but it wasn't
yep.
like she was like going to use... She used the Lady and the Tramp thing as like an entrance point,
yep.
but didn't like go all the way in and let him actually go all the way in, which was really great.
Yep.
I'm happy for her.
Yeah, it was a good moment.
The other moment during the cocktail hour was with Brianna, and his body language towards Brianna is wacky.
Yeah, he wasn't even looking at her.
Not into her.
His head was straight forward, and he just didn't want to turn his head left.
It was weird, Jared. He wasn't making any eye contact. And then it wasn't even like he showed disinterest in her particularly in the earlier part of the episode. Like, he kissed her on the group date.
Yep. I think it was probably when she was trying to bring up...
Why do I want to call her Lauren? Because she looks like Lauren Alina. But Christina. Christina, the week prior, goes, oh my God, you know, something like about the America's Rose. Oh my God, I hate you. Which
JK.
Is literally what we all say.
Yeah.
And I would have taken that as a compliment because it meant that she was jealous, but also jealous in like a not so serious way. Like, oh my God, I hate you. How many times do we say, oh my God, I hate you in a way like that in girl
all
culture?
The time.
You know?
Oh, yeah. I'm saying in guy culture, be like, bro, I hate you so much.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I'm glad they flashed back to it, because I feel like a lot of these times in the Bachelor moments, she said thing. Exactly. But we had evidence right there.
They wanted us to know that it was ridiculous.
Yes, I would agree.
And she was just trying to create herself to be a victim.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely came off that way.
He had had nothing that he wanted to say to her, though. He truly was like, yeah,
no. It almost felt like he saw the comment, like with all of us. And he was like, there's no way you're taking that seriously, right? Yeah. And yeah, I felt bad. What's her name?
Christina.
Where she felt, she was like, I'm sorry. She has a Southern accent, right?
Yeah.
That was terrible. That was so bad of me.
What?
I tried doing a Southern accent. It's just terrible.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's much better. Anyway, she kept saying, I'm sorry. And I felt really bad because I'm like, okay. You know, maybe, okay, Brianna. You know,
I would have been like, oh my God. I was like, truly, you know, I said, I hate you. Like, oh my God, I hate you. Yeah.
But at least, like, listen,
she was trying to really apologize. Brianna did
take it the wrong way. Yeah. She sat her down. They talked about it. It should have been over.
Yeah.
Because it was like, hey, I did not mean that. It was clear that she didn't mean it that way. She apologized a million times. It felt very genuine. So it's like, okay, let's just all move on. It was taken out of context, whatever, who cares? But then Brianna was like, well, I need to see actions. And it's like, okay, I don't agree with that. And then she goes to Zach, or Zach and her sit down. And then she wants so badly to tell him about this moment.
Yeah.
It's like, Brianna, why do you feel so compelled? Do you think that she's a bad seed? Do you think she's a bad person? Do you think Zach shouldn't be with her?
Me?
No. I guess I'm asking rhetorically.
Oh, you think that? Does she think that Christina is bad?
Yeah, I'm like, why do you feel the need to tell Zach about this moment? I mean, I don't know, and I understand that you feel a little insecure, or you're just feeling not your best right now, but unfortunately, that's just kind of the concept of the show. You're surrounded by, you know, we all felt this way. You're surrounded by just beautiful people who are successful people. You're competing for one person. It just brings out a lot of insecurities, and it's really not, you know, the most conducive for you to feel your utmost confident, at least for me. So I can understand where Brown is coming from, but at the same time, like, don't try to villainize someone else.
I think Zach was like, this girl for the second time this week is coming up to me being like, I'm not okay.
Yeah. I think Zach, yeah.
And he's like, okay, I'm over it. I want somebody at this. If you're not okay right now, how are you going to be in a couple of weeks? I think he was just like, all right, I'm done with like the Debbie Downer-tude.
Yeah, I think he probably just was thinking, like a lot of us were thinking, that like, listen, if this is getting to you, if that type of thing is getting to you, maybe this is not the best environment for you, which is totally understandable because it's not the best environment for everybody. But, you know, might be best if just, you know, you leave. Or maybe Zach should have sent her home. I don't really know.
All right. Well, to fast forward to the end, the rose ceremony, Kat, Victoria J, and Kimberly are the ones that are going home. And I think the only person that we kind of really remember from this group is Kat, because she gave off Ramona from The Housewives energy.
Yeah, she had some memes.
Yeah. She's just like a character. And you knew she kind of would be when she was on After the Final Rose, but... Mm-hmm. Definitely not a Zach girl, you know, like that.
No,
he does. I don't even think he likes.
Who do you think
like
the leader
humor
in the clubhouse is right now?
I think Christina and Catherine, and then Greer was the first impression rose. So people who are getting roses early, it's pretty predictable, but I think that those are probably going to be your top three ish.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah, I'm sure you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I mean, I knew who they are.
All right. Well, we have just a few hot topics this week. One, including Greer, that you may have already heard of. We will talk about that right after this. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea.
Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Mother's Day is coming and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that you have to feel to believe. It smells great. It's incredibly light on your skin, not greasy. It's amazing. Plus, no chemical smell since it's aerosol-free. Better control means coverage you can count on with a precision pump to get all your big and little spots.
Plus, your new favorite sprayer is refillable. Save time and money, which means more fun in the sun from your friends at Banana Boat. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. If the sun's out, the fun's out. So be ready with all new Banana Boat 360 Advanced Control Mist.
It's available in Banana Boat's high performance, water resistant sport formula and pediatrician tested kids SPF 50. That is what I'll be spraying on Dawson at the beach this summer. The kid loves the beach. I love going to the beach with him. I can't wait to be able to have a fun summer activity to do together. Anyway, I can go on and on about the importance of sunscreen, but shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon. All right, babe, did you know our first headline that Greer, the first impression rose getter, apologizes this week for defending blackface in the past?
I did see something like this. I didn't.
Okay, so I'm going to read this directly because I want to get the facts, you know, perfectly out there. So it was less than 24 hours after that Monday night episode that Greer Blitzer apologized for past racism online. She says, the journey to love is filled with lessons, and these lessons are also made on our journey of growth. In my past, I have made some uneducated, ignorant, and frankly wrong comments on my social media accounts. She's 24, by the way. She's from Texas. In particular, I use misguided arguments on Twitter to defend a student who is dressed in blackface as Tupac for Halloween. I am deeply sorry to those that I've hurt, especially those within the black community, not because these screenshots have resurfaced, but because I ever shared these harmful opinions at all. Time and age do not excuse my actions, but this is not a reflection of who I am today. So basically, she was in a picture. Is she in the picture? Well, Reddit did the finding. So Reddit users, they found screenshots of her supporting a fellow teenager who was under fire for wearing blackface and a Tupac shirt at a party. The students involved didn't even know what blackface was. So my point exactly, this wasn't an intentionally racist act. This is what she said on Twitter a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. She said she did not paint herself black because she felt superior to black people. Putting white powder on your face isn't okay either. That didn't make the news, did it? I apologize if this offended you, but you must understand it was not intentionally supposed to be perceived that way at all. And then this past Tuesday, she said in her statement that she does not stand by or condone the damaging opinions and behaviors that I share at that stage of my life and will forever regret making those offensive remarks.
There we go.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. There we go.
I mean, just let's not defend blackface.
No. And you know? She apologized. So
yeah.
What else are we going to do?
Yeah, it's good she apologized. So she did not do blackface.
She did not. She defended her friend who was at the party with her. Or I don't even know if she was at the party. He or she was at the
point. Is she was defending her friend online for people saying that blackface was wrong.
Yeah, she did not participate in it herself.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, just don't. But what are we doing? If there's people online who are saying blackface is bad. I mean, this is probably, a couple years ago, too?
Yeah, I think it was 2000. I don't even want to give a year. But it was during high school. It was during high school, I think.
Well, yeah. High school's not too... high school, I mean, she's pretty young. But anyway, point is...
Obviously, you should know that blackface is bad, and she apologized.
Exactly.
And the other big headline this week, there's two of them. One is Christina, the girl that we've been talking about all episode long, had a cameo in Taylor Swift's 15 music video. Her music video 15.
I heard this too, yeah.
That's super cool. She must have been really young because she's 26 now. And that song, that video came out when I was 21.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the, wow. Why I'm freaking old. So it's like 13 years ago. So the
13
girl,
years ago?
Yeah.
So she was 13?
Well, I don't know. She,
what? How old is she?
It was 13 years ago and she's 26. So she could have been like 13.
Oh, that's cool.
I know.
And I don't 15, know. I guess
15 is obviously about your high school life, so.
Yeah.
And our final headline is that Raven Gates and Adam Gottstock are expecting a second baby.
Yay.
She's due in July. And we don't know how they're going to do it.
So July, so February. March,
yeah, they're going to be a year and a half apart.
So she's over 3 months. She's out of her
first trimester. Yeah. She found out in November.
Aw. Good know. For Raven. Good
I
for
know.
Adam.
They were definitely trying. They wanted this.
They're good people.
They're probably incredible parents too. Raven, I just cannot get over just like the sweetness she is.
I know.
I could listen to her talk all day long. Like she sends me voice memos sometimes. And I'm like, can you just narrate my life?
I know.
She has the sweetest voice, and just like you can tell it's not just the voice. It's like truly her insides.
Yeah. Raven's a good one.
Yeah. All right. Well, congratulations to them.
Congratulations.
And we are going to sign off now. We love you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening.
And stay tuned to all of our other podcasts this week, live from Carmel, California. Bye.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage.
With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage that you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+. Now, I have to wear sunscreen every day. That is one of the things that has existed.
You have an esthetician wife.
I have an esthetician wife. It is her number one recommendation for people. If you do nothing else, wear sunscreen. So when I'm out and about, when I'm on the lake this year, when I'm playing golf, yeah, protection from Banana Boat 360 coverage will be absolutely essential. So shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/power safely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.